This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Look, show chemistry is everything. Everything. In studio, out of studio. So why would we risk that? And I'm afraid we are walking into a hornet's nest here, maybe, with Katie and Amber.
We're not going to risk it. We're going to prevent it from being risked, you know?
So you guys are on the same team here when it comes to this certain friend.
Well, that's what we're about to figure out.
Okay.
All right. And that's why Amber's in here with me right now.
All right, what do we got?
All right, so, you know, I don't ever want to come in the way of my friend's love,
sure,
right? And their potential to find their soulmate. But, however, one of my friends is now entering the dating world with Amber's best friend.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's occurring.
So, how, of all the women in our city, how is it possible these two knew each other and you guys know who they are?
It's the Bert Show's fault because they met at the Bitter Ball.
Oh, good.
It's your fault, Bert.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's the point of it, eh?
Yeah. So we do this event on Valentine's Day for singles, and we call it Bitter Ball. And from time to time, it works.
Yeah.
Where single people end up showing up, and then we'll get emails later on in the year or years saying, we met at Bitter Ball, and we're married now. So this is what it's designed for, but you guys don't really seem very happy about it.
Oh, no. I was actually a little bit happy.
Huh? I said, it's not about being happy. I just don't care. It's not my business. That's what I feel. I want both everyone to be happy, but I feel like these days when it comes to meeting somebody new, everybody wants to get so serious so fast. I remember growing up, I mean, I'm still growing up technically, but dating used to be about dating many people, trying to figure out what works for you. But now it feels like if I buy you a coffee or text you, now we're together.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not where I'm at. I can't speak for Wes. That's what we're talking about. I ain't gonna lie. He knows what's up. I already told him. I can't speak for my best friend because that's my best friend. And I certainly can't speak for Katie's friend.
Is Wes the really excited guy?
Yeah.
Naturally,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Naturally, yes. That is his default to just getting through stuff. Mm-hmm. I won't discuss the things that he is going through, but there is a lot at once. And so what he does, and actually I do the same thing, is we tend to... be a little happier than people actually think that we are.
Okay,
as you know, funny people, the ones who are smiling the most, these are the ones you got to check on more so.
Yeah, he's
because
fun to be around.
We're good at the mask.
He's very enthusiastic.
Yes,
he's fun to be around. He really is. So now you say it's none of your business.
Uh-huh.
That's not Katie's lane.
No, that is not my lane at all.
No, it's a little different.
You don't do not my business.
No. Especially not when it comes to my friends and people who I trust. And so, you know, I'm getting to know Amber still. I know nothing about your friend. And this is where I'm like, I'm glad that they actually met because I know my friend, she needs a little bit of love in her life. She needs this.
Okay.
And she likes this guy. She's really excited.
Mm-hmm.
And typically when my friends date some guy, I don't really know anything about that guy. I just know the basics that they tell me. And then I'll do my own background check. But now I have the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Because that's Amber's best friend. So
right.
I'm like, how do I have this conversation? And that's why I want to ask you, Amber. I want to talk to this man.
Oh.
And see where his head is at.
Okay. All right, let me mix it up. Let me be the one to mix it up a little bit.
All right.
Okay. So when somebody sets you up, they have instant credibility. If you respect Amber and you respect her values, then if this is her best friend, can't you say he has the same ones? So what do you need to know more than that?
Because, like I said, me and Amber are still getting to know each other.
Okay.
It'd be a different story if I've known Amber for years.
So you're
right?
Not really sure.
So you don't respect Amber's values,
no,
is what she's saying.
I do. But I'm still learning. So I still feel like I need to learn about him as well. But I didn't want to overstep because I know it's your best friend and go directly to him and say, hey, man, come here.
Conversation. I have a question for you guys. I'm wondering because Katie and her best friend are women. My best friend is a male. I'm wondering it's because of the genders. Does that change what we feel comfortable discussing, or does that change? Because like he's my best friend. We don't really talk about stuff unless he comes to me and wants to have that conversation. I may ask questions, but if he decides he doesn't want to discuss it, then I let it go and he'll come to me when he's ready. But I notice with female best friends, it's not that simple, you know what I'm saying? So I'm wondering if that is the difference in this situation.
I think so. In terms of like relationships, I feel like in my experiences, men talk about their relationships less to their friends than women talk to other women about their relationships. I feel like y'all go into a lot more detail, and typically we're a little more surface level.
Yeah.
I think women also tend to be a little less honest when stuff isn't going right, because they want things to go so well that they won't always be upfront with their girlfriends if something's going awry. So I can see why Katie feels a little protective here.
Yes.
So I think I'm just going to relay my questions that I have for him to you.
Okay.
You report back. Okay?
I am here for this.
Hey, The Bird Show.